Welcome to Chapter 5, where we're going to dive into the fascinating world of organelles and their roles within a cell. So, why is this chapter so important? Well, understanding the different parts of a cell and how they work together is crucial for grasping the basics of biology and how living organisms function. Let's start with the nucleus, which is often referred to as the control room of the cell. It stores hereditary information, orchestrates every cellular activity, supervises cell division, and governs protein production. Think of it like the brain of the cell, directing everything that happens. Now, within the nucleus, there's a smaller region called the nucleolus, which is like a factory that manufactures ribosomal RNA and assembles ribosomal subunits. So, can you imagine how all these different parts work together? Let's take a moment to think about that. As we explore each organelle, you'll see how they all contribute to the cell's overall function. For instance, the centrosome, found only in animal cells, plays a key role in cell division by nucleating spindle microtubules during mitosis and meiosis. Now, let's talk about ribosomes, which are responsible for translating mRNA into polypeptides. This process is essential for creating proteins, which are the building blocks of life. The endoplasmic reticulum, on the other hand, acts like a transport network, forming a cytoskeletal scaffold and shuttling lipids and secretory proteins throughout the cell. As we continue, you'll notice that each organelle has a unique function. The Golgi apparatus, for example, is like a packaging unit, wrapping products in vesicles and exporting them across the plasma membrane. And then there's the mitochondria, often referred to as the powerhouse of the cell, which runs the citric acid cycle and oxidative phosphorylation to release ATP, the cell's energy currency. Let's pause for a moment to check our understanding. Can you think of how the mitochondria's role might affect the cell's overall energy levels? Okay, moving on. The lysosome is like a digestive bag, housing acid hydrolases for intracellular digestion and recycling worn-out organelles and invading particles. In plant cells, you'll find organelles like plastids, which include leucoplasts, chloroplasts, and chromoplasts. These organelles are responsible for stockpiling starch, lipids, and proteins, carrying out photosynthesis, and storing carbohydrates. And let's not forget the vacuole, which is like a storage sac, generating turgor pressure for plant rigidity and regulating osmotic balance and waste disposal. So, what's the key takeaway from this chapter? Each organelle is a specialized compartment that simultaneously divides labor and integrates metabolism, allowing eukaryotic cells to grow far larger and more complex than their prokaryotic counterparts. To remember this, just think of the cell as a city, with each organelle playing a unique role, working together to keep the city running smoothly. As we wrap up this chapter, I want to leave you with a teaser for the next one. We'll be exploring how these organelles interact with each other and their environment to maintain cellular homeostasis. It's going to be a fascinating journey, so stay tuned.